Yes. This is the line, though. Sometimes I wonder, can a time machine be real? While driving in the white Rolls Royce 1965 Silver Crown, I wonder, is this a time machine that I'm in, or is this a dream car? As I was driving through San Francisco, I heard music coming from this special place. So venturing into the club, I ordered a drink and sat down, and I heard some young men playing. I mean, they were playing. I don't know if it was jazz, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, but it all seemed to kind of come together as one. So I walked in up to a piano player who was playing like Nat King Cole. His name was Ben, and he was accompanied by a great bass player called Josh and a mighty drummer called Derek. And as I walked by, I heard a guitar sounded more or less like Chuck Berry. Or could it be Wes Montgomery? Who could it be? He said, my name is Nate. Could that be Nate the Great? I said, what's the name of the group? He said, the name of the group is called The Park. Like I said, could this be in the Twilight Zone? Is this a time machine? Another strange vibration came from a young man who was very flamboyant and seemed like to be always on the move. I said, who are your friends? He said, he introduced me. He said, this is Happy Mayfield. The music sounds so good. So I began to sing with the music. And all of a sudden, there was a connection. So we rode to a studio called Different Fur. As they began to play, and as I began to listen, something came over me. She had to do a song called Burning Up. And it had to be burning up because the place all of a sudden caught on fire. It was burning up. Next thing I know, I was back in the white Rolls Royce, driving across the San Francisco Bridge. And I wondered, was this a dream? Did this really happen? Because this happened back in 1974. And when I crossed the bridge, it was 2012. Was I in a time machine? Was I in a Twilight Zone? You figure it out. Definitely a great adventure. So I leave you with this. I'm still burning up. Burning up.